Wasn't that a great video? Yeah. Okay, Hillary Dees. Hillary, where are you? Okay, Hillary is new to our staff at C3 Trinity. She's our communications director. She is responsible for that awesome video. Anyway, she wants to greet you guys this morning. I love her t-shirt. It says Victory, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. She's going to tell you all about being just a member here and a part of the team.
Thank you. For those of y'all who I haven't met, I'm Hillary Dees, the new communications director. I want to tell y'all how awesome our community here is here at C3 Trinity Dallas. For that journey for me, it started 3.5 years ago when I moved here. I don't know about you guys, but when you move to a big city, it can be a little difficult to find some good friends. Right? So when I found Trinity, that was truly an answered prayer for me and my family. We got the pleasure of meeting Pastor Joe after one of the services, and it was at Chewy's. He just came and sat at our table and had a conversation with us, and in that time, we got to really see his heart behind this church and hear about who he was as a pastor, and his authenticity and just genuine transparency in that moment was so appreciative and so valued. So to know that that is what the head staff and pastor is like here at the church, I thought, wow, this is a really good place for us to be. We started getting connected and getting plugged in with I got plugged in with the women's group. We did the marriage class. And we just continued to see that with all of the people here. They were phenomenal. So I encourage you to get connected. You'll meet some wonderful people. I believe that we are all called here for a purpose. And there's a community here that wants to get to know you, pray for you, stand by your side through all of the good things that are going on in your life, and pray for you and encourage you through all the hard times. To find out more about our groups, check out the Welcome Center or check out our website. We just created a new one. It's fab. Go to the top at groups, and you can select any of the groups there, and dinner parties, which are fabulous too. So, yay.
Thank you.
Love you.
She did such a good job. So for those of you that came expecting to hear from Pastor Joe, come back next week. Sorry, you get me today. I just did that on purpose so I could, lift the room there and help me out. I do not mind if y'all hoop and holler and make some noise. In fact, I need it. Thank you so much for this morning. Let me pray. Father, thank you so, 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 so much for your beautiful and wonderful spirit. May your presence fall deeply and just in a strong way upon us today, Father. And may my words be your words and what's in your heart to bring freedom and peace and joy in our relationships be established now. In your awesome name we pray. Amen. I was just thinking during worship, I think if this was my last time to ever get up here and speak to people, I think it'd be the topic that I'm going to speak on. We are family. How many know it's tough to get along with family?
Oh, yeah.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I mean, not always. Oh, I like that. You ought to be sitting up here and I go back and forth. I think I'd do really good at those churches where the organ person goes, or Sal, you can just keep making some noise. So what I was thinking, I had three questions. And I think sometimes we can have good days, bad days, good months, good years, bad years. And I was thinking, can we really become family? And for me, this is in our spiritual family as well as our natural families. Can we really work out our differences? And can we really cross the finish line together? So behind me is a picture of a kintsugi bowl. And it's a Japanese form of art where they take valuable broken pieces and they mend them together with gold. So we'll just put that thinking cap on today as we all have broken lives. And God's heart is that he mend us and heal us continually. So we learn to get along with our natural families as well as our spiritual families. In 1989, Pastor Joe and I saw a film called Glory. Has anyone seen Glory? Anybody. Well, I tell you, thank you. Checks in the mail. That movie impacted me so much. And so this morning when I was thinking about getting along, it was in the Civil War, and there were the 54th Infantry, and it was all a troop of black runaway slaves, and the officers were white. I loved the characters. I loved what the movie meant. They had to learn to get along. The ones that were weaker soldiers had to learn how to fight. They had to learn how to support one another, forgive one another. Morgan Freeman was sort of the voice of reason and peace, and he'd get in their faces, and you know what? If none of us wins, we don't win, right? So we have to pull together so we do cross the finish line together. I think I've heard, you know, you may win a battle, but you don't win the war. But this movie was so, so good to me. And in the very end, Matthew Broderick asked Denzel Washington, if I fall, I'm carrying the flag, will you carry it for me? And in the movie, Denzel says, no, the whole thing stinks. I mean, we hate each other. We come from different backgrounds. No. But when you see the movie, he does pick up the flag when Matthew Broderick falls. Well, I'm ruining the end for y'all. Sorry. But anyhow, hang on, because it just has to go with what I'm speaking on. And they're buried together. There's Bertie, our youngest granddaughter. Hi, baby girl. I'll get you up here as soon as I can. So I was thinking in the Word of God and the Message in Ephesians 4. We're going to go through that together. And what does God say in the Word of God say about family? What did Paul write to the Ephesians? And it's really, really good. The Message version was probably written for me and many of you that it just sort of helps break it down. So here's what he says. In the light of all this, here's what I want you to do. While I'm locked up here, a prisoner for the master, I want you to get out there and walk. Better yet, run. On the road, God called you to travel. How many know we can get off of that road that God wants us to travel on? I think I want you all to know, and I think Joe doesn't have me counsel that much with him anymore, because I don't mind telling you guys, we're in this fight, in this battle, just like you are. God called us to begin the church and pastor a church, but listen, we've had to work at our relationships and our spiritual family and our natural family, and we still do to this day, just like many of you. I shared earlier that at Christmas time, I wouldn't trade it for the world, but we actually had a pretty good come to Jesus family meeting. And I think at the end of it, it was so beautiful. We were all kind of crying and talking about where we've hurt one another and our different issues, and where we disappointed each other, what we've spoken to each other, and we're hoping to heal. And we said, you know what, though? It was so beautiful at the end. And you know what? Even I think the grandkids were able to see us work things out together. That's okay, church, for people to see us work things out. In fact, I think that was Tyler's compliment to us. He's newer to the family. He said, at least you guys sat in there and worked, tried to really work it out and get to a beautiful place. And we said, at the end of the day, God is at the center of everything that we're doing. Every relationship we have, everything that we say and do. And that's good news, because we are fickle people. We have highs and lows and strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, sometimes I'll tell Joe, well, that wasn't my intention in relationships I have with people. He said, Nancy, you don't know their intention either. You could have devastated them just as well as you feel devastated by them. So just hang on. It sounds like I'm yelling at everyone, but I'm serious about this message, I think. Marriages and families and inside the church, we do need to heal. Back to Paul. I don't want any of you sitting around on your hands. I don't want anyone strolling off down some path that goes nowhere. Keep some people in your lives that help you so you're not going on a path to nowhere. Don't isolate yourself. When you are hurt, work it out or get people to help you. And mark that you do this with humility and discipline. Not in fits and starts, but steadily pouring yourselves out for each other in acts of love. Alert at noticing differences and quick at mending fences. I think the older I get, I'll be 60 in June. Can I get an amen? What you gonna do for me, honey, when I turn 60? Anyhow, I want to work on this more and more and more until my last breath. I want my grandchildren to say, she did good. I heard good things come from her. And she worked on her heart being right to one another in our family and in spiritual family. And I want to tell you, standing before you, when Pastor Joe said, Nancy, let's start a church, I had no idea what was ahead for me and the criticisms that would come to me. I had no idea. I just loved God and loved people, and I still do to this day. But you bet you I've heard some things, and like you all have too. But hang on. Hang in there. Mend these differences and these fences that are broken. You were all called to travel on the same road, in the same direction. Stay together, outwardly and inwardly. I do think the world is going to look at us more and more and say, church, how are you all getting along with one another? I just think this is the cold, hard truth. And I want to speak to people who are in marriages and discouraged. I'm telling you, I love Joe Martin more now after 33 years than I did 33 years ago. We barely knew each other. We've had to work at it. I had so many insecurities. Those were my battles. But Joe will share, you know, the way he was able to handle things just with anger. We both have grown, and I hope and pray that you all see better people standing before you now. You have one master, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all. Rest on that, people. It's not just about you. It's about your Father that's in heaven. Honor him, for he is our Lord. Everything you are and think and do is permeated with oneness, and if it's not, press in, church. Press in through prayer, worship, the Word of God, and get some help. We have fabulous people that have helped Joe and I have people that help me personally. And sometimes they'll just say, Nancy, it's not what you think it is. Joe didn't mean that like you took it. And I'm telling you, because I trusted and loved this one woman in particular, Bev Godby, it went into my heart. I said, you're right. We have a different style of communicating. Sometimes I come home from working with the staff, and I feel so bad at the way I'm made up. I talk too much. Joe goes, Nancy, did it ever occur to you they don't want to hear you talk so much? Oh, I threw you under the bus. Sorry, honey. But he means it like, it's okay, Nancy, calm down. But then I ask God, help me to listen more. I want to be a blessing. I want to speak life into people. But sometimes, y'all, confrontation, I think because I didn't grow up with it being very healthy, it's not always a bad thing. Don't run away from it. And don't gossip and turn away from people. Knock on their door and say, man, can we work on this thing together? I think there's such healing in that, and I don't think we do it enough. So, staff, I love you all, and I'm so sorry when I talk too much, and I'm so opinionated, Ben, I'm so sorry. Anyway, I love our staff. And it's kind of another thing that came. It was like Christmas time, and then when I drive home from here, it's like, but God doesn't want us to pull away. He doesn't want us to isolate. I could hear him saying, I want all of you all on the same road, traveling together. Enough of this isolation. And some of us, it can be hatred or anger. You know what's crazy is some of us have a rage and a violent spirit. And it's so embarrassing to admit it and go, wow, I'm really ticked off. But just watch yourself when someone cuts you off in the traffic. And you go, woo, you know, it's a little humbling. But that doesn't mean you should all look and speak and act the same. Out of the generosity of Christ, each of us is given our own gifting. And you know, I'm so passionate about what's happening next door with our children, our children's church, our youth, our young adults. I'm just super passionate. In fact, they're probably an easier crowd for me to get in front of. They're just so forgiving. I know you all will be today, too. Thank you. Pastor Joe will be back next week. I already know. I told you. But here's the thing. I want to raise them up in the way they should go. And when they get older, they won't depart from it. That is honoring God. And that is loving family and honoring family inside the church and outside the church. So my prayer is we get it together. Kind of like that movie that I know even Matthew Broderick, he ached because they were from different backgrounds. But in the end, they were fighting for freedom. And Joy Lindsay was here first service, and she said, Nancy, I didn't know you were sharing, but I hear freedom loud and clear. So I think, you know, even for the world right now, everything we're hearing is just making us hate one another and be against one another. Press in for oneness. Same road together. So Pastor Joe helped me with my notes last night while we were watching the Red Raiders beat up on the Florida Gators for the March Madness and NCAA. Do y'all even know basketball's going on right now? So here's Pastor Joe's 5 final points, and he'll close it up for us. I'll spare you all this morning. We played Sister Sledge. We are family. I had the granddaughters up here dancing with me. Birdie, I might just grab you up here to dance. Once again, what makes us family inside the church and outside of the church? It begins with God, our Father. I really want that to rest on us. It's such a difference than it's just about us. Everything we do and say is to honor God, our Father. I put trust in faith because I tell you, even my journey with the church and the way I made up with our marriage, with our family, if I stumble and if I get in someone's way and I just hurt someone, how many, y'all know, it takes getting back in the game and having faith in God again. Do not isolate. Do not pull away. Do not gossip. Do not let hatred and anger and bitterness come against us. Do not say, we're so different. We were raised different. They don't understand me. Press in. It is so nice to be actually with people that aren't like us. I know MC just got up this morning and just honored me and our relationship, and I'm honoring her right now and saying we're alike in a lot of ways, and then we're different in a lot of ways, and we wouldn't trade it for the world, learning to listen to one another and honor one another and stay on the same path. And at the end of the day, God, we honor you in all that we say and do. So have trust in God. Have faith in God. It's kind of sweet. This morning, a young girl came to the first service, and she stayed, and she was weeping. She said, Nancy, I got to my car, and God said, go back in and tell Nancy about your life. And, you know, her life and her journey, she has not been to church in years and years and years through issues inside the church. And she wept and wept and wept, and she's actually from a family that was in the ministry. And she said, every Sunday, I want to be with the church family. She said, God told me today, get up and go to Trinity, and I'll set you free. So I told her, I said, if it was just for her alone, I'm super, super thankful and super glad. Yeah. Thank you. This is the ooh yeah for y'all. Don't know, that's the granddaughters when Fancy does something good. The last three things are hard work. I don't even know if we know how to work hard anymore. We're just lazy and just lazy, selfish. I mean, just, so work hard. Like I said, if this was my last time to speak to you, that's what I'd say. It's hard work. And I'm telling you, it was hard for Joe. It was hard for me. But I it's so beautiful when you press in and just fight and say, we're going to honor you, God. You've brought us together. I don't think it happens in the church so often. I mean, people come and go. And there's hardly any spiritual family among us anymore. They made me mad. They hurt my feelings. I'm offended. I don't like them. Well, yeah. And even in our natural family, it was tough over Christmas. But we're better for it. So work things out. Work harder. Yeah. Vision. Ask God for a vision for your family. We have a vision here at C3 Trinity, and I know it's changed over the years, because as God has brought some people and they've moved on, it's not all bad. I think he rests on our heart. Hey, Nancy, you all are going for the same thing. You're going for gold. Just hang on. And it's kind of like that movie. I don't know why, but I was so moved when Denzel said, absolutely not, I'm not going to carry the flag for you. I don't want to. It stinks. He used another word than that. I'm glad I didn't just let that slip out. You never know with me. But how beautiful to live this life and say, if one should fall, I'll grab that flag until you're strong enough to grab it again. I don't know if we have that so much anymore in us. And forgiveness is my final thing that I want to, you know, rest on. It's a decision. It's not a feeling. And we have to believe that it's possible. So, you all will just stand. I think Pastor Joe's going to kind of round it out. I mean, I kind of share quick. I know he likes for y'all to stay for, you know, half the afternoon. Not fancy. But and he wrapped it up so beautifully today. But I do want to just ask you to close your eyes. Oh, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, bring healing where there's brokenness. Just like this beautiful bowl. Bring it together with gold, with gold. That's who you are. Heal marriages that are about to break and crack and say it's not worth it. And we dislike each other. We don't even love each other. I break that off of us now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray now that you can change people's languages with no hope, no faith, no trust, no vision. Would you stop that now by the mighty hand of God? Just, we sang it today. Get in your spirit, devil, not today. Not today. You're not taking my family down. How amazing to live like that. You're not going to break apart a spiritual family. Y'all, churches close all the time. I just hang in there. Hang together. Work hard. And like my questions, you know, can it really work? Can we be family? Can we work out differences? And can we cross that finish line together? We have to have that in our spirit, people. We have to get that in our spirit, in our heart. The world doesn't live this way anymore. The minute it gets hard, people stop. Just fall on us in a massive way, Holy Spirit. We trust you. Our faith is in you. Give us new eyes and a new vision that this thing does work. We'll be buried together. We're going to carry the flag for each other when we're weak. And we're not strong. We're not going to criticize each other. We're not going to have hatred and anger. We're going to hold hands. Every nationality, every age group. And listen, people, I just want to just speak to you before Joe comes up. Love our little ones. Pray for the young ones coming behind you. Watch your words. Watch your mouth. Watch your spirit. Watch your heart. Get rid of bitterness and anger and hatred and division. We are family, God. We want to honor you. And I want each one of us to hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servants. And we need him at the center of it all for it to work. In Jesus' name. I love y'all. Sorry I yelled at you. Anyway, here's Pastor Joe.
It's a word from the mother. Yeah, so, you know, thank you, Nancy. We live in a beautiful home in North Dallas, have a beautiful home in North Dallas. There's a bus behind the home. I live under the bus. And, but at least I know it's coming now, right? Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's never a dull moment around my house. We have 4 granddaughters, daughter-in-law, and a mother. There's plenty of drama, plenty of stuff. But you know what? We love each other. We understand each other. We get it. And we have a great family. It's not perfect, you know, but it's great. It's fun. And that's what we want for you. In your natural families, you have a great family. And in your spiritual family, that you feel at home here. I can tell you this, it doesn't just happen when you just show up and check the box. You got to open your heart and be vulnerable. Got to put it out there. And sometimes people step on it when you open it up. But you got to forgive and let them go and get back into fellowship with God. You know, I can be honest with you. It's not that we're so godly or been so great in the Word over the years or so much prayer has gone into it. All that has happened. But I can tell you that the real secret to it being good is just you don't quit. Just don't quit. You just keep going. Some days you feel like, I'm going to quit. I'm out of this. I can't take it anymore. Just don't quit. If you'll go to sleep the next morning, you'll feel different. Yeah, yeah. So just don't quit. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't give out. Just don't quit. Just stay in. And that's what's so powerful about my wife. She's not a quitter. And she's not a giver inner either. And so I'm so proud of you. Didn't she do a good job? Let's give her a big hand. Yeah. Yeah. I want you to be thinking right now who you can bring next week. What family you can bring with you. Who's got little kids you can bring. We got something powerful and great for the little kids next week. And I'm going to be preaching the gospel. Somebody asked me, or two or three of you asked me, are you still going to be preaching on faith? I just feel like I'm supposed to keep preaching on faith. So somehow I'm going to work Palm Sunday into it. But we're just going to keep talking about faith, big faith, because we need big faith to do what He's called us to do some big things, so we need big faith for that. So bring your friends, classmates, work co-workers, neighbors, and next week, I promise you, they'll hear the gospel crisp and clean. And then Good Friday, that's coming up to the end of the month, the 29th, I think, 30th, the 30th of this month. And so you won't want to miss that service. And then Easter, we have three services, 6:45, 9:30, and 11:15. Amen? Let's do one last thing. Will you bow your heads, please? Just close your eyes. If you're here today and you feel the presence of the Lord, the conviction of God on your life, and you just want to acknowledge that before God, would you just raise your hand? I know God's speaking to me. Hi, raise your hand high. I know God's speaking to me now. Father, for the men and women across this room who sense God speak, you speaking to them, Lord, Father, make your voice and your word clear to them. Lord, cause them, Lord, to come back into family, some of them. Cause them, Lord, others, Lord, to make amends with the family. Cause others, Lord, to just reach out to those that they love and care for. And Father, let the presence of the Lord heal their hearts now. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for doing that. Give somebody a high five, a hug, a kiss on the cheek. Yeah, be careful, some of you single guys kissing somebody on the cheek now. God bless you. Have a great week. See you next week.